concerns about whether MoCap will be able to remain solvent financially and continue to exist, about the lack of a satisfactory plan to resolve financial issues. So in going through that process, we are reaching out to people in those two counties to find out if they can tell us what they believe are the strengths and weaknesses of MoCap.
This MoCap, this fight against the war of poverty was created by President Lyndon Johnson, right?
Right.
And so that it's created to help out poor communities.
Right.
Muskegon Heights, one of the poorest communities in the state of Michigan. So if we get people who say that, you know, we need the services, would that have weight?
Yeah, I mean, that's something that's going to be considered. MoCap has appealed our efforts to de-designate. So what happens is this goes to an administrative law judge, and there hasn't been a date set yet to determine whether to grant or reject the appeal. So in that case, they would take a look at what community members have said about the strength and weakness of the organization in deciding what to do with the appeal. And also I wanted to emphasize, no matter what, there will be a community action agency to assist people in Muskegon and Oceana counties. The state is committed to that. And, you know, if MoCap is still doing that right now, and if it were to be de-designated, there would be another community action agency, so there would be a seamless transition of services.
Will that agency be in Muskegon or Muskegon Heights?
It would serve Muskegon and Oceana counties. I can't say for sure exactly where it would be located at.
So it's very important that people show up to address their concerns and to be there, whether they have good or bad. How has the comments been so far?
We accepted some comments at the public hearing, and what I wanted to do was give you and your listeners information about how they can continue to comment, because we do want to hear what people say. And again, we're asking them to talk about the strengths and weaknesses of MoCap, and we are accepting comments through February 10th, which is next week. And I can give you information on if people do want to comment what they need to do. You want me to go ahead with
yes,
that?
Yes, please, definitely.
There's an email address, which is DHS, as in Department Human Services, -B as in boy, C as in cat, A as in apple, E as in eagle, and O as in onion, @michigan.gov. Or you can also mail them to Chris, which is K-R-I-S, Chenow, Chenow, who is the director of our Bureau of Community Action and Economic Opportunity. And again, that's the Department of Human Services. And our mailing address is Suite 204, P.O. Box 30037, Lansing, Michigan, 48909. I know that's a lot for people to write down and remember right now, but people can always go to the Michigan Department of Human Services website and look up the mailing address. And the key thing is to address it to Chris, K-R-I-S, Chenow, S-C-H-O-E-N-O-W.
Well, Mr. Wheaton, how long do you think it would be before there is a determination?
We don't really know at this point. There has not been a hearing set, so I can't really tell you at this point. I mean, I would assume it would be handled relatively quickly, but I can't say whether it's going to be a week or a month or how long it's going to be.
Now, for people who don't know, how is Community Action Partners, how are they financed? Is it through federal government that sends it to state, and the state disperses out to local agencies?
That's what a lot of it is. A lot of it is grant funding from various sources as well.
Okay. All right. Do we know, is there a need? Do we know on record there is a need for one here?
Oh, definitely. I mean, there's community action agencies across the state and counties across the state. So, yes, we do recognize that there is a need in those communities. There is poverty in that community, and there's people, you know, who need assistance dealing with some of the effects of poverty and assisting them as far as promoting economic opportunities for low-income residents.
Right. Who makes the final decision, Mr. Wheaton?
It'll be the administrative law judge will be making the decision. We've recommended de-designating MoCap, and like I said, they've appealed, so so then it goes to an administrative law judge to make the final decision.
Is that public also? Can the public come to that?
You know what? I actually was just trying to check with somebody from our agency on that right before I talked to you, and I do not know for sure whether that is open to the public or not. I'm sorry.
Right. And I know it's just a couple more questions. I know we did this thing with probably the 20-minute notice. Does this happen a lot where you see an agency that is so relevant to a community and a poor community is on the brink of closing? Do we see that a lot?
It doesn't. It hasn't happened a lot, but there are some changes in laws and regulations that are going to give bureaus of community action economic opportunity more involvement and oversight of these community action agencies. So we may see more cases where there's consideration. The U.S. Department of Health and Human Services is requiring states to do more to establish and report on standards for these community action agencies, and designed for enhanced accountability to make sure that these agencies are providing the necessary services to the economically disadvantaged, and to make sure that they're healthy and are healthy financially, so that they'll be able to continue to provide those services. And then if they're not, then it's our duty to try to make sure that there can be an agency put in place that can meet all those needs.
Okay. All right. Anything else that you would like to share, Mr. Wheaton?
No, just that I would encourage people to get their input into us about what they see as the strengths and weaknesses. We do want to receive that information, and again, the deadline on that is February the 10th.
Okay. I'll make sure we post it on our website, on our Facebook page. Hopefully we're here personally. I know what this agency means to this community, and it would be a travesty if it is closed now, one of the poorest
Absolutely.
Communities. It'd be a travesty if we don't have somebody, a building inside the city. And
yeah.
that concerns me, and hopefully I'm going to write the director as a person who is a fighter for social rights and social justice. Mm-hmm. This would be taking us back to the 30s and 40s. If we don't have an agency that's in this city, we need to see people, working bodies.
Yes.
That we can go talk to.
Absolutely.
That reflect the community and look like the community, and not having to go outside the community asking those agencies to help us.
Absolutely.
So hopefully that is given consideration. All
okay,
right.
Okay. Well, yep. Feel free, and your listeners too, feel free to state those concerns, and we will definitely take them into account. I'm sure the administrative law judge will take them into account as well.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Wheaton. Thank you so much. Make sure you have a good day. All right.
Okay, thank you very much.
All right.
Bye.
There you go. To those who don't know what is happening, as you just heard from Mr. Wheaton from Department of Human Services, they are trying to close down MoCap program here.
Yeah, Muskegon and Muskegon Heights.
Right. And I wish I can get some of the board members on radio. I know Kim Sims, Mayor Page, Charles Nash, President Mr. Bunce, and a couple more people that's on the board. There's been conversation of moving the agency outside of Muskegon County.
Yeah.
And where is regional? You know, the governor's mm-hmm. been all about, collaboration and
consolidation.
And personally, it's not 1037. Me personally, I think that'd be a bad move if we move an agency that is supposed to be treating and helping out poor folks in Muskegon Heights, and Muskegon County, you move it to another county. That becomes, I just seem like it's counterproductive.
Absolutely.
But get your comments, good or bad, your comments to DHS dash BCAEO at Michigan.gov. And the board members there need to be yelling loud. They shouldn't
absolutely.
Be silent on this.
Absolutely. And for those of you who miss the site and stuff, we will have it up at 1037thebeat.com, as well as if you're friends with Paul on Facebook, he usually puts that stuff on there, shares it on there too. So if you missed it, you know, make sure you go to one of those two places and get it again, and make sure you send those comments via email. I think the address was also spoken of too.
Right.
We'll have those up on 103.
Well, mail is. It might not get there by the 10th. So you
no. Try to do the email.
Do the email.
Electronic mail.
Well, you get a receipt back.
Yeah.
But they've been very active in this community, man. You see the renewable energies, these things they've done for Rescue Mission, Every Woman's Place, West Michigan Therapy, and the other agencies around here. When people needed help on burying loved ones, they was there, and realization, the Feed the Needy program, the empowerment.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Done a lot in the community, and it's just it's reality. It's what it is.
Yep.
The president, the chairperson of the board is Walter Butts, Pastor Butts. They do have an interim CEO by the name of Pam Poorman, based on the website, who is from St. Louis, who is here to see this process out. I have dropped off a card to her office, trying to get her on radio.
Mm-hmm.
Haven't heard back from her. So, but I'm saying it publicly. I want to invite the board members to come on radio. I don't want the emails.
Yeah, absolutely.
I want you to speak to your people that you represent. And so they can hear from somebody who's directly connected. It's transparent. All right. I think we might have Ronald Jenkins coming up. They can say it better than I can, Rob. They can say it better than I can, man. For real.
Absolutely.